And now, stay tuned for When the Music Stops.
The elephants. I don't usually notice the smell, unless they've just taken a big dump. Sometimes not even then. But I'm getting tired of being cooped up on the fifth floor of Madison Square Garden. All the performers are. Why do they call it that anyway? It's not on Madison Avenue. It isn't square. And it's certainly no garden. Especially when the circus inhabits it. Intermission is almost over. As the circus chief pulls the lion cages into the arena, I jog past, jumping over the hitch between two of the cages. Terry Allen, the lion trainer, glares at me. Jumping between the cages is a circus no-no. But that's probably why I do it. I glance around for Ben Kraus, the performance director. He's pretty easy to spot. Big German guy whose bark is not necessarily worse than his bite. Even so, he's got a pretty loud bark. I spot his assistant, Sarah Jameson, in her dark gray suit standing beside the curtain entrance into the arena. She shakes her head at me. I return an apologetic shrug, grinning. I think she grins back, but she hides it behind her clipboard. As I'm passing Lady Showers, the door flies open. Reflex makes me look. But even if all 14 showgirls were naked in the locker room, I'm not sure I would notice if Magdalena Kavacha be standing in front of me. She hugs herself, holding her robe closed. She lost the belt last week somewhere. Clown Alley, maybe. Her hair is still wet and always smells like strawberries. She's so sexy, even the way she says my name.
Hi, Nikki.
She cocks her head in that sexy way she does. I'm not sure she does that with everyone. I like to think it's just with me. Hi, Lena. I try to act cooler and more confident than I am. She clutches her robe tighter, letting me know she's naked underneath. I wonder if she can hear my heart pounding. She grins as if she can.
Happy birthday, Nikki.
Thanks.
Maybe I have a present for you later?
Sounds like she's asking my permission. I'm pretty sure it's just her accent that makes her sound that way. She's gorgeous and sexy. And at 19, she's 3 years older than me. Why would she need my permission for anything? And why would she think for a second I'd say, something slams against my back. I hold my breath, containing a yelp.
No flirting in front of ladies' showers.
Yes, Mr. Kraus. The way my back stings, I almost expect to see a 2x4 in his hand, but his oversized mitt is empty.
Where is your father?
I don't know.
Tell him I need to talk to him.
Yes, Mr. Ben. I stop short of a German salute, Magdalena touches my arm, clutching her robe, head cocked, looking like she's about to say something. But I'm distracted by my own disdain. Alexis Dimitri is coming this way. The animal trainer's son. And, without a doubt, my least favorite person on the show. He thinks he's really smart. He's not. He just thinks it. All he talks about is money and girls. But the girls don't like him because he has money. And he only has money because he sells drugs he gets the circus veterinarian to prescribe. He also loans money to the workmen and performers at really high interest. Most of the time, they can't pay him back. So he confiscates their possessions, selling them so he can lend more money, and so on. He approaches, smiling that smarmy smile of his.
Hi, Magda.
Magda? She smiles. I don't think she likes him much either, but she's nice to everyone.
Hello, Alexis.
She sounds bored to me. But Alexis is so cocky, he probably won't pick up on it. I really hope he'll continue walking.
How was your bagel this morning, Magda? Oh, hey, Nick.
Really? Just noticing me now? Hey, Alexis.
It was yummy like always.
She flashes me a smile. I thank you for bringing it to her this morning. As eager as I know she is to get out of New York, I'm betting she'll miss those fresh bagels from Penn Station. Or maybe just me bringing her one every Thursday and Saturday morning for the early shows.
Cinnamon raisin?
Sesame. She smiles at me again. It always makes my heart beat a little faster.
Hey, did you happen to catch me on the morning show?
No, sorry. Missed it.
Oh, well, I have it on DVD if you guys want to see it. You can come to my room in some time and watch it, Magda.
Thanks.
She's so nice.
Oh, and Nick, yeah, you're invited too, of course.
Of course. As much as I hate to leave her with Alexis, I need to get changed for the aerial act. Hey, I've got to go, Lena. See you later?
Yes, for sure, Nikki. You know where.
Uh-huh. Alexis is still standing there, watching my exchange with Magdalena, and probably wondering what's going on. I give him one of his smarmy smiles. Later, Alexis. His blonde tweezed eyebrows crease in puzzlement.
Yeah, later.
I pass the New York Rangers dressing room. Knock on the door of the room next to it. After a few seconds, I let myself in. The better half of the Messina duo sits in front of a row of light frame mirrors. She gathers her long dark hair into a ponytail, smiling at my reflection in the mirror.
You're on time for a change.
I'll try not to make a habit of it. She stands, smoothing out her fishnet stockings. Her watch just got caught in her tights. In the circus, fishnets are a precious commodity. She unhooks the clasp from the fishnets with as much care as a brain surgeon, without so much as a snag, then places the watch in her makeup case. I gave it to her, the watch that is, for her last birthday. She stares at her reflection in the mirror.
Do I look fat?
No.
Old?
No.
Ugly?
No. Even at 35, she's still the best-looking lady on the show. You look great, Mom. A 20-year-old would kill for your abs.
Really? Because I don't want to be one of those old circus performers who look great from far away, but you get up close and it's just scary.
Mom, you look better than the showgirls. You could perform till you're 50 and still look better than most of the women here.
The best time to leave, Nick, is when they still want you. But thank you. Are you enjoying your birthday so far?
Maybe I have a present for you later?
It looks promising. She smiles. It's her best feature. Contagious, so I quickly find myself smiling too.
Maybe I have present for you later?
Though, I couldn't be smiling about something else. I grab a pair of circus coveralls from the wardrobe box. Hey, did I leave my boots in here? They're not in my dressing room. I share a dressing room with Angel and Vincent Hidalgo from the High Wire Act.
I haven't seen them. Maybe your father?
My father enters, holding a pair of white leather show boots. I'm not sure whether to feel relieved or nervous. Why did I have them last? I try to recall the last time Magdalena and I met behind.
Your boots!
His accent hasn't faded much in the 20 years he's been in America. Thanks. Where did you find them?
Bulgarian dressing room. Kovacevi find near Clown Ellie.
Kovacevi is the boss of the Bulgarian teeterboard troupe. And Magdalena's father. Oh, I must have left them there when I was talking to Trevor. You know, the usher clown I jam with.
I know who Trevor is.
Right. I pick up the boots, checking the name inside, even though I already know they're mine. I'm just trying to avoid eye contact with Dad. What I need is a diversion. So, what were you doing in the Bulgarian dressing room? Big poker game? How much you win this time? I glance at my mom, leaning against the door with her arms folded.
Yes, honey. How much did you win?
Crap. I think my diversion just got Dad in trouble. At 5'9", he's 3 inches shorter than me. But he can still shrink me with one look. Intermission just ended, but the music coming through the speakers isn't enough to drown out the uncomfortable lull in conversation. I'm in trouble with Dad, and now because of me, Dad's in trouble with Mom, which means I'm in even more trouble with Dad. I rub some imaginary dirt off my boot.
I win $1,000!
I look up, relieved to see Dad in his happy place. Winning money always makes him happy, and keeps him out of the doghouse with Mom.
Actually, I heard it was $2,000.
Dad can't get anything past her. He takes out a wad of bills from his back pocket, fanning himself with the money. Most of the time, he's easygoing, but there's one thing he won't tolerate.
Next time, don't lie to me, Nick. Rosenish?
I nod, recoiling when he leans closer, even though he's never laid a hand on me.
And use protection.
Oh, I refrain from cringing. Just glad he's not pissed at me. He walks over to the wardrobe box, quickly changing into his costume. He does just about everything quickly, even when he's not in any particular hurry. It's just part of his personality.
Kristoff!
Oh, yeah, Dad. Almost forgot. Ben Krause wants to see you. Mom twitches her nose. Translation, what does Krause want? Dad rolls his eyes sideways, and then Mom nods her head in response. Guess I still haven't cracked that particular code yet. What? Dad shakes his head, fanning himself with the money again.
Kristoff!
Coming, Mr. Ben!
He hands me $100 bill.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Happy birthday.
That's what I say.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't spend all in one place.
He starts to leave, but pauses in Mom's gaze, kissing her on the cheek.
Love you, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard Dad say the words, I love you. Yet, I know he adores Mom with all his heart. The smile that remains on her face after he's gone tells me she knows it too. I lay my boots on the table as I stand to pull up my coveralls. Steadying herself against the wall with one hand, Mom grabs the sole of her foot, stretching her right leg up. So, what's Krause want to talk to Dad about?
Probably about his side business.
Why is Krause on Dad's case about the embassy again? When Dad used to run the embassy at the building, Kraus practically broke out into a sprint after finale for his daily whiskey fix.
I don't think it's Ben Kraus who has the problem with your dad's embassy. Still makes me laugh you call it that.
I think the workman came up with that one. So, you think this came from Freeman? Come on, Mom. Like the owner of one of the biggest shows in the world has time to worry about Dad selling vodka and beer to circus people. If he's going to worry about that, why doesn't he get on Alexis Dimitri for loan sharking and drug dealing?
Who are you hanging out with these days that you know all this stuff?
Come on, Mom. Everyone knows it.
Do Alexis's parents?
His dad, probably. Camilla's probably too busy banging...
Nicholas!
Sorry. I catch her starting to grin before she turns away to continue her warm-up stretches. I glimpse myself in the mirror, combing my fingers through my hair. It's dark like Mom's. If it weren't for the blue eyes I inherited from Dad, it would look like Mom maybe, all by herself.
Did you get all your schoolwork done, handsome?
Almost.
Observation of the day.
The elephants stink more than usual.
They stink the same. You've just been in one place too long.
Yeah.
So, what's left?
What?
Your schoolwork?
Come on, Mom. You have daily conversations with the teacher about my schoolwork. You probably know what's going on better than I do.
Right. Miss Christine mentioned something about an essay.
What is most precious to me?
And what would that be?
Mondays.
Why? Because you get to sleep in?
When do I get to do that? Every day off you insist on driving me out sightseeing.
I know there's a compliment in there somewhere.
Yeah.
You'll make a great politician one day, Nick.
I thought you wanted me to be a lawyer.
Lawyer, president. You know, as long as you're happy.
Yeah, I can see it now. Circus daredevil for president.
Better than circus clown.
I pick up one of my boots off the table.
Oh, Nick, don't put your boots on the table.
You don't really believe that lame circus superstition about performers dying if you put your shoes on the table, do you, Mom?
No, but your father does. And anyway... Why tempt fate? Take them off, Nick, please.
I pick up my boots, dropping one on the floor, and putting on the other. So you really think Dad's going to be able to give up circus life next year after the tour's over?
Sure. There is life after the circus.
So then how come everyone comes back?
They don't all come back. Some just stay too long and then forget how to survive in the real world.
So they open landscaping businesses in Venice, Florida.
There's a lot of grass in Florida.
Yeah, I guess. What about you? Is it going to be that easy for you to make that transition?
I still remember what it's like out there, Nick. I wasn't raised in the circus like you. I love it, but it isn't in my blood the same way it is for you and your dad.
Yeah, but you weren't much older than me when you joined. You really think you're ready to go back to the real world?
The question is, is the world ready for me?
Tamer of wild beasts, Terry Allen reigns as king of the majestic lions of Africa.
Well, I hate to cut this short, sweetie, but I should be going.
She has plenty of time before her act, but I know she likes to get there early. I'm not sure why. Maybe she's more superstitious than she lets on. Do you ever wonder what life would have been like if you hadn't gotten pregnant with me at 18?
You mean, if I hadn't gotten married?
I did the math, Mom.
Ah, well, maybe we should start applying you to Yale, then.
Isn't that the school you were going to before you ran away and joined the circus? Connecticut, right?
Yes, very good. Where in Connecticut?
New Haven.
And what's the capital of Connecticut?
Hartford.
Miss Christine would be proud.
As good a teacher as Miss Christine is, the lessons I've learned with Mom as we've gone sightseeing around the country are priceless. I heard you have to be really smart to go to Yale, Mom. She shrugs. She doesn't like talking about herself. What did you want to be, Mom?
You mean, besides a circus aerialist and mom of the greatest son in the world?
Yeah, besides that.
I love my life, Nick. I wouldn't change a thing. I'm leaving. I love you.
Yeah.
Don't be late.
Yes, Mom.
Mwah.
Mom?
What, Nick? You're gonna make me late.
I love you too.
Mwah.
The lion act is almost half over by the sound of it. I stand and zip up my coveralls, and then recall what Magdalena said to me during intermission.
Maybe I have a present for you later?
If that was code for what I think it means, I've got way too many clothes on. Excited, I start to strip off my coveralls.
It's just a fantasy, but don't those fantasy bubbles pop? Leave you looking for that one someday. Then one someday, the music stops.
By the time I leave the dressing room, the line act is half over. It's the longest act in the show. Long and boring. Even the lions yawn. I walk toward Clown Alley in my coveralls, feeling excited and maybe slightly guilty. I can hear Mom's words in my head.
Don't be late.
Sorry, Mom. More than likely, I will be late. It's not like she even needs me to stand underneath her cradle when she and Dad do their act. I think it's just she likes having me there. Though sometimes I wonder if it's just a ploy to keep me from getting into trouble. To keep me away from Magdalena. Maybe. I think she likes her, but just worries she'll break my heart. I pass the elephants, this time not noticing the smell so much. I look around for Magdalena.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Sylviana. Magdalena's 9-year-old sister.
Happy birthday.
She hands me a small gift-wrapped box with a blue bow. Thanks. I know she has a crush on me. It creeps me out a little, though part of the reason might be because I'm about to make out with her sister. Sylviana stares at me, cocking her head the same way Magdalena does. Someday, she'll be as pretty.
Sylviana!
Sylviana and I both jump at the sound of her father's voice. Mr. Kovacevic stands about 20 feet away in his robe and boots.
Where Magdalena?
She shrugs.
Come.
He's always nice to me, but there's something a little scary about him.
Bye, Nikki.
Sylviana takes off toward her father. The way Mr. Kovacevic stares at me through narrowed eyes makes me feel naked. Though, that could partly be because I know that underneath my coveralls, I am. And for a second, I feel like he knows it too. I smile and wave. He can't possibly. After a few seconds, he nods and walks off in the opposite direction of Sylviana. I stuff her unopened gift in my pocket. I can tell by the music that the lions are getting ready to do their final trick, though I can't remember what the final trick is. Probably none of the audience will remember it either. Mom probably knows, since she's out there every show waiting for her cue. She's very observant. She makes me observe something every day. Right now, my observation is that I'm very impatient, or something else. Where the hell is Magdalena? As I reach Clown Alley, most of the clowns are already heading toward the back door for the next queue. They don't all go on at the same time, but some prepare for emergencies. Those rarely happen. I don't see Magdalena anywhere. Maybe she got busted by her father on the way here. The lion act is getting close to ending. Trevor pops out of Clown Alley in his usher costume. He never speaks when he's performing, just carries around a flashlight and shines it at people or something.
Hey Nick, you gonna come jam tonight? I've been working on some new tunes, some Beatles and some stuff of my own. I think it's good. I'd like your opinion.
When Trevor isn't performing, he talks. A lot. I can't tonight. My parents are taking me out for my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks.
You ready to get out of New York?
Yeah. You?
I think everyone is.
I can tell by the music that the lions are still doing their final trick. Or apparently not doing it. Trevor points in the direction of the Ring 1 entrance.
You headed that way?
He wants to talk more, I guess. I shake my head. Then he glances toward the wardrobe boxes, grinning. Does he know about my secret meetings with Magdalena? After a few awkward seconds, he shrugs and flops down the hall in his oversized shoes. Clown Alley is now deserted. I look around once more for Magdalena, then start to follow Trevor. I turn toward the sound coming from behind the wardrobe boxes, then glance around to see if anyone's coming. The coast is clear. As I approach the boxes, Magdalena jumps out grabbing my arm and pulling me behind them.
Happy birthday, Nikki!
Her robe falls open, leaving me breathless. She's even more spectacular than I imagined.
Something wrong, Nikki?
No, you're beautiful. She smiles and starts unzipping my coveralls.
You have nothing underneath.
I thought it was only fair. I'm excited and nervous. We've been having these clandestine meetings for about 2 weeks now, but this is the first time we've seen each other naked. She blushes, eyes widening. I tell myself it's because she is impressed with me. I don't know how many boys she's been with. I never asked, and I'm pretty sure this isn't the right time to. Still, I can't help wondering if she's ever been with Alexis, Dimitri.
What's wrong?
Huh? Oh, nothing. What's the difference? She's with me now.
Exciting aerial artistry above Ringwalk, the Messina duo.
The clowns will be back soon.
Why you think I find secret place behind boxes to give you presents?
I stare at her amazing body.
Now I sing.
Sing?
Yes. Happy birthday in my birthday suit. That is my present.
She presses her body against mine, singing in my ear.
Happy birthday to you.
Her singing excites me almost as much as her bare skin against mine.
Happy birthday to you.
Stop, you're making me crazy.
Happy birthday, dear Nikki.
Lena.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks. That was, extremely frustrating.
You must go now?
Not yet. The cages are still in the ring.
You want I sing again?
Absolutely.
Have.
Not now. Tonight. When I have time to enjoy it. I'm gonna take one more long look. You know I'm gonna be completely useless now for the rest of the show.
Good thing you do wheel already. Now go or you miss whole aerial act. I don't want your mom to hate me.
I have a little bit of time. Anyway, Stashik is there. It's fine.
You sure?
Yeah. Just kiss me one more time. She kisses me. Then kisses me again and again. Until I lose all track of time.
Nikki, I think clowns are back.
I don't hear anything.
You're right. It's quiet. How long we kiss?
Not that long. I listen for the music to gauge how far along the act is. Lena.
Hmm?
Where's the music? They should be in the middle of their act. Where the hell's the music?
Maybe they finish. We lose track.
We stand frozen in time, waiting for the music. And then... But the only sound in the circus worse than silence... is emergency clown music.
Oh God!
It's not the real world, it's just... Tonight's episode featured music by The Mannequins, with theme song The Music Stops, performed by Bree Hayes and Joel Davis, and by FM2. Starring the voices of Luke Conkey, Michael Vina, Rebecca Roberts, Michael White, Megan Strope, John Myers, and Alan Marsden.